guitarist Sharon Isbin and the Pacifica Quartet in the Quintet Opus 143 by Castelnuovo Tedesco. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Romantico is the title of a new recording of music by composer Karen Lefrak, featuring guitarist Sharon Isbin, which includes the world premiere of her Miami Concerto for guitar and orchestra. In May of 2025, Sharon Isbin spoke about the piece.
Well, it all started in 2023 when I got a request from the National Symphony in Washington, D.C. to play at their annual Labor Day concert for over 10,000 people on the U.S. Capitol lawn and to do the first movement of a concerto by Karen Lefrak, which is called the Miami Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra. So I was able to listen to a MIDI file of this and say, yeah, this is exciting. And this is a work that celebrates Latin American dance themes. So that particular first movement is based on the guaranco, which is a form of Cuban rumba. The second movement, Romantico, after which the album is titled, is a tango. And it has a beautiful lyricism to it that also incorporates virtuosic elements. So it's a joy to play. And the third movement, Festival, is something that comes from the bembe tradition in Afro-Cuban cultures. So that's really representing a combination of, in this concerto itself, African and European dance influences. And I just love the concerto. It is something that I've always wanted, but never knew quite how to find. And here it is, something that celebrates Latin American culture through dance, but in a very sophisticated and joyous kind of way.
Guitarist Sharon Isbin and the Orchestra of St. Luke's, conducted by Enrico Lopez Yanez, in the Miami Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra by Karen Lafrac. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with more music by Karen Lafrac, her Latin-influenced guitar chamber music piece titled Habanera Nights. Sharon Isbin spoke about the composer Karen Lafrac.
Well, Karen is a real Renaissance woman. Not only is she a composer, and this is something that has really generated into a career later in her life, she was trained as a pianist, but she's also somebody who is an expert in training dogs and dog shows. And when you meet her dogs, you realize the loving attention and care that they have received, their spectacular nobility, and her vast knowledge in that whole other career. She's also, part of her Renaissance work is that she writes children's storybooks, very popular, and some of this has been generated into works that have been picked up by orchestras. And Sleepover at the Museum is something that is for kids, where the orchestra comes and plays and the kids sleep over there. So it's bringing different facets of the arts together and training dogs like that. That's an art as well. All of this together in a way that is truly unique. And there's really no one like Karen Lafrac. Thank you.
closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard guitarist Sharon Isbin with cellist Carter Bray, pianist Peggy Kempmeyer, and percussionist Victor Pablo Garcia Gaitan, Mariana Ramirez Alvarado, and Rolando Morales Matos performing Habanera Nights by Karen Lafrac. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our music and medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Houston now controlling the flight of Atlantis. The space shuttle spreads its wings one final time for the start of a sentimental journey into history.
Will I never be to Disneyland?
Affirmative.
That was definitely an e-ticket.
Roger that, Sally.
Set your alarm clocks to Jen LaFranc on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks. I'll bring you the best new music in roots Americana,
rock,
R&B, and soul right here on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Diane.